Morning, everyone. I hope we're all feel honored and privileged to be able to come up to the house of the Lord. As I've been traveling lately, and even in Lubbock in recent weeks, I have noticed, I hadn't been out a lot of times in southwest Lubbock where the growth is pretty heavy. I don't go out there often, but I was through there recently, and I've seen an outgrowth of churches out there, new churches, with unique names, different names. You know, when I grew up in a small town I grew up in, we all knew the names of all the churches. You know, there was a standard set of churches, and we pretty much knew what we were going to see in each one of those. Well, these days, we note that there's a general decline in people that attend church services, not only here, but in all the churches. And so man has resolved to solve that in many ways by coming up with new ideas for the church. And they'll come up with new buildings, new designs, new names. If I come to a church and it says Primitive Baptist, I pretty much know what doctrine I'm going to hear when I go in the door. But that's not true with all the churches. You know, you see them and you don't really know what doctrine you'll hear preached. But a lot of different churches, people go with different expectations. I heard a conversation recently, but a young man talking that he and his wife had attended a church and they went with great expectations. And when they got there, they said they were disappointed. It was not what they were expecting. And that's kind of been on my mind a little bit, and I don't want to take but just a few minutes here and get out of Brother Kenny's way. But my question is, when you come to church, what are you expecting? Or, you know, we seem to have churches that some of the larger churches, the mega churches as we call them sometimes, they'll have a lot of, you know, I don't want to say anything strange about them, but they'll have a lot of different things to get people's attention. You know, we'll have a lot of programs going on and a lot of things in the auditorium to help get people to participate. All that is intended to attract people and get them there and keep them there so that people go with great expectations of being entertained to a large degree. What are your expectations when you come here this morning? Did you come this morning thinking, you know, I'm tired and I'm not doing very good and I'll go to church this one time, but, you know, maybe I'll miss every now and then, but I'm going to go and I'm going to sit back and I'm going to say, all right, Brother Kenny, you got to lay it on me. I want you to bring me out of this funk. It's up to you. My expectations are I'm expecting the preacher, you know, to pull me out of this funk to make me feel good, to make me enjoy this service. We should all come with the same expectations. And we need to come with the expectation that the Lord will be in our midst. And we should come not with the expectation, but already having asked the Lord to be here. Now, be some of us like myself and Brother Kenny that will get up here and take part at the lead and lead the service through, but we're just participants like you are. If the Lord's not here, we don't preach very good. Sometimes I worry that even when the Lord's helping me out, it's got to all come from Him. But our duty, each one of us that attend, is to pray for the Lord's presence. If we do that, the Lord will bless us, and He'll bless the minister to bless us. When we come asking the Lord to be here and be with the song leaders, be with the person who prays, be with the person who speaks, we need your help. And the Lord tells us that. We're not to forsake the assembly. We're not to skip church. We're to come here. But we're to come here expecting to be participants, not to be listeners. We're all in this together. We're all here to do one thing, and we have an audience of one, and that's the Lord. We need to all be praying that the Lord will be in our midst and bless the song service, bless the prayer to everybody's benefit, and bless the preaching. Our benefit. And when we ask the Lord to do that, amazingly, we walk away with a great blessing when we have Him do that. Over in the 11th chapter of Matthew, we have Jesus speaking to the people. And I'm going to begin in the 7th verse. Jesus is talking and He says, "And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John the Baptist." Jesus is talking to the multitudes about John the Baptist. And He asks a question. "What went ye out into the wilderness to see?" You went out in the wilderness to hear this guy preach. What were you expecting to hear? What were you expecting to see? He said, were you expecting to see a reed shaken with the wind? Or, he said, but what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Did you come here today to see the preachers in our robes like they wore back in the Old Testament? You know, so we have the robes. And of course, that was part of the Old Testament worship service. They had full robes that were designed a specific way. You can go back and read that in the book of Exodus, how the Lord directed Moses to have all the priests dress up. And there's some that still do that today. He said, is that what you went to see? Do you go out and expect to see a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. That's where the rich people go, is what he tells us. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. You went out to see this man in the wilderness, probably not unshaven, long-haired, didn't have much in the way of clothes, but you went out to see a prophet. You went out to hear this prophet preach. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. And that's the work of the ministry. Now, John the Baptist was the one that led us the way to Christ, but that's what we come to church for, so that we can see those who prepare us for the Lord. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he is the least in the kingdom of heaven. Excuse me. Notwithstanding, he that is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He says, there's not been a greater preacher than John the Baptist. And he preaches out in the wilderness. He wears these other places. We're told he wore a loin cloth. He ate locusts and honey. Not somebody you'd go hear preach. But he says, he's one of the greatest ever in the church. One of the greatest preachers ever. But each one that is, he says, but he is the least among those in the kingdom of heaven. All of them are greater than he. This is the example that we're to follow. The very least that come to church, the very less ones, the least ones that come to church, come praying and seeing to hear a prophet. We come expecting to hear a message from the Lord. We should come praying to hear that message. We should come expecting the Lord to be here and bless the song service, bless the prayer service. We should be praying for that. That's why you hear the ministers get up here so many times and say, we stand in need of your prayers, as Brother Kenny said a while ago, as Brother Keith prayed in his prayer. Because we can't do it by ourselves. We have to have your help. We have to have you here with us. We have to have you praying for us. Your prayers are extremely important. And we have to have you coming here expecting to enjoy the service. We need you to leave home. We need you to prepare your mind when you leave home. I'm going to church and I'm going to enjoy it because I know the Lord's going to be there and I'm asking him to be there. Each one of you has this wonderful power of prayer that the Lord has given you. To appeal directly to his throne. You don't have to go through any priest. You don't have to go through anybody else. You can come straight to the Lord. The Lord bless our service today. Be with those who lead the songs. Be with those who sing. Be with those who pray. And be with those who speak. If you'll come with that prayer, and if you'll come expecting the Lord to be here, he tells us he'll be here. If you come expecting just to get some benefit for yourself, then you're probably going to walk away disappointed. But if you come praying the Lord will benefit us all, be in our midst and bless us all, then you're going to walk away with a tremendous blessing. I hope my words haven't gotten in the way of Brother Kenny, and I'm going to close with that and ask him to come forward. Come forward, Brother Kenny.